Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
I'm going to just trust it with Miami, so I ended up switching on Saturday and just hammered Miami. So that one was great.
I'm just so stubborn with teams like Miami. Like, I think back to the 2019 LSU team and how many times I bet against them. I'm like, the market has gone too far on this team. And I'm like, oh, wait, they're the greatest college football team ever assembled.
I'm trying to decide if we should, what we should do with Texas.
No, I'm not trying to say Miami.
No. I know how you bet. Like, but there's also this thing in the Big 12 where I'm not sure that they can make lines for Texas Tech right now.
Yeah, that was impressive. Like, I bet you that flies under the radar, but they just, I mean, they kind of threw Houston to the side. Like, get out of our way. Like, what are you doing here?
The only thing that made the game close was they just kept kicking field goals, which was also an indicator of McGuire was like, it doesn't matter. We'll be fine. I got wrong, I took the flyer on Boston College. And it was nice. It is nice, though, in the early window, like you said, if you're going to have a loser. I didn't even have to watch it. And then I flipped it. I had Wake against Vatek. And so, like, I just flipped over to the CW and I got to watch something that was at least winning.
Wake might be like a sneaky, pesky team. I was impressed that they bounced back from getting completely screwed by the refs to beat Virginia Tech.
You'll see this from time to time. We have to monitor injuries with them because I don't think they have depth. But when you get the team with the new coach that plays hard, like whatever the number is against North Carolina, I can tell you right now I'm taking Wake.
By the way, I do kind of love that Oregon State and Washington State are independents this year because Oregon State just played Appalachian State at Boone, and now this week Wake Forest is going to Corvallis.
It's not a coach revenge game because that'd be Wazoo. Yeah.
What I got wrong, Purdue, I got closing line value. I love the spot so much, and Purdue fumbled twice and probably should have covered, but, you know, such is life. I was definitely wrong on Cal. I was, we were up 14 in the wee hours of the morning, and then Duke scored 38 unanswered. So that was super cool. That was fun.
I was wrong with you on that one as well. All right, my most college football moment of the week, it was the, and again, Alabama fans have every right to throw it back at Diego, but the fact that we got the video of the drunk dad in front of his kids.
Dude, what a lame. How lame are you?
He was staggering, and he was still trying to just give it to him. I just thought that was like the most college football thing ever. Like, you know, man, you did a lot for the Tide today.
Congrats, buddy. You know, I think Diego, like you said, he puts himself in these own situations, but come on.
He practiced taking the victory formation and throwing the ball.
In the air.
Correct. I am
that
saying,
might be the most college football thing of the weekend.
My thing was, if any Alabama player wanted to give it to him, it's like, this is part of it, Diego. It's like, you are going to do this, and we love you for it, but like, they get to throw it right back at you.
Going back to the UCLA game, the new Heisel kid getting carried off the field like he was Rudy Rudiger.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
So I was also saying this. Number one, good
is
God.
Does Tim Skipper, is he like, I'm actually the coach of the team. Hello,
Tim,
me over here.
Tim might be getting into the, I used to always say, like, if you needed an interim coach, you should always just hire John L. Smith. Because yeah. The last thing you want to do is have an interim coach that could actually wind up getting the job. You wind up with Orgeron. So Skipper might be like the new John L. Smith. Like, go around the country, be an interim coach, get him to play hard, get the guys to stay, make a couple million bucks, and just move on. Like, I think he might be in that vein. But the other thing about Jerry Neuheisel, I might be the only person that has actually seen this. Do you remember when the Mighty Ducks did the Disney Plus series?
I know what you're talking about. I didn't
Game
watch
Changers.
It.
So Jerry Neuheisel looks like, spoiler alert for everyone out there, the Mighty Ducks have become the Hawks. They're the bad team. Like, they're the team that cheats to win. Like, they're the villains. Their coach looks just like Jerry Neuheisel.
All right. Another guy, you probably don't know him. He's in the gambling space. During the break, look up Eric Froton, Froton. He and Jerry Neuheisel have never been seen in the same room together. Just pointing that out.
God, he's got immaculate flow. Our dumpster fire of the week. I mean, it's UNC, but we can just say that rinse, repeat. Penn State. I've now added. I'm Boston College is up there, man. Like, they're like on legitimate quit watch. And O'Brien's doing that thing where, like, you can tell he just hates
this
the team.
This is year two for Bill O'Brien. I know. Eesh, that's not good.
He's already had like multiple quarterbacks. Like, it's
Oregon State on quit watch.
I don't know if Oregon State's on quit watch or they just don't have players. Like, there's a, you know what I mean?
Like, their post game, like, win expectancy
is Kent
was like
State on quit watch. By the way, Kent State got us home 45.5.
I know. I'm mad at myself for not playing. I talked about it on my show. I'm like, this is a look ahead spot.
It was just principal play. Michael Hawkins. I'm betting Texas this week. I'm telling you.
Oh, we got to talk about this on the other side. I think this Mateer stuff, I think people in Norman are freaking out because Hawkins ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this movement today in the betting market is shenanigans. Mateer ain't playing.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's figure out why they're freaking out. We'll get into that during the list next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, we do a little thing called The List. Let's fire it up. John Mateer. Yeah, according to ESPN's Pete Thamel, Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer is pushing to return for Saturday's game against Texas, sources told ESPN. There's a belief that Mateer's return less than 3 weeks after hand surgery is possible, according to sources, and he has reacted well to the operation. It's unclear when a decision on Mateer being available to play will be made, as Oklahoma coach Brent Venables has said publicly that it is uncertain when he will return. Mateer is recovering from surgery on a broken bone in his right throwing hand that took place nearly 2 weeks ago. Mateer playing against Texas in Saturday's All-State Red River Rivalry Showdown would dovetail with the most optimistic return timelines, as he would be 17 days out of surgery. All right, so there's a couple of things here, Tim, because I know I'm going to clear the floor and let you go. Number one, my gut just says this is all for show. For those that did not watch Kent State, Oklahoma, first off, congratulations. Secondly, Mateer dressed and had the what do we call it, a soft cast on his right throwing arm or throwing hand. But he dressed and went through warmups, did the whole shindig. This just feels to me like football guys trying to play mind games. I don't think he's playing this game.
I think you nailed it. I think people in Norman are freaking out about going into this game with Michael Hawkins as their starter. And if they can put a shadow of a question into Texas's mind to prepare for John Mateer, they're going to do it. Let's look at it this way. I get it that it's the Red River rivalry. It's all of that. Oklahoma is undefeated. And if John Mateer is reacting well to the surgery, having him back for the rest of the season after Red River, you're in a pretty decent spot to make the playoff. And I get how important this game is, but you have South Carolina afterwards. Like, if your thumb is busted and you're a running quarterback, like, doesn't that's just poor coaching to allow him to play, in my opinion.
I think there's a couple things at play. It might also show you, no matter how much you might be in a new conference, I don't think you can ignore the Texas of it all.
100%. No, this is, look, I don't know where John Mateer's from.
He's from Texas. Okay. It's like somewhere outside of San Antonio, I think.
So there's a reason. You go to Texas, you want to hope to win a national championship, You want to raise your stock. You're getting paid a boatload of NIL. Or you go to Oklahoma, excuse me. But you also go there to beat Texas. Like, this is one of the best rivalries in the sport. So, of course...
Sorry, it's Denton County.
If I'm 20 years old, guess what I'm doing? I'm telling the guy, I can play. I don't care. Cut my hand off. I'll play. Whatever you guys need me to do. Of course they're going to put this out there. But let's flip it to the other side. If he was actually going to play, are they putting this thing out now? Hell no. They're holding this thing as close to the vest as possible. And I'm not knocking Pete Thamel's investigative reporting here, or just reporting. I guess it's not investigative. But he got this from somebody, and there was a reason it was leaked.
Oh, I'm with you entirely. This whole thing to me just feels like charade. Because I'm with you. If you actually did, if you were actually trying to think he could play, I think that you, A, you lock down practice and nothing gets out. And then on Saturday we find out, lo and behold, there's a chance that Mateer's going to play today. So I'm in this decision. I'm using Tim Murray brain and just saying, like, I want Texas. It's down to one. Do we think it keeps going down?
There's a shop in Vegas at a pick. I think this will go back up.
What's Circa? Because I think it's going back up.
Circa's one. Minus 120 on the money line. FanDuel is minus 115 on the money line.
My general rule, and thanks to you, is if I'm trying to figure out line direction, I see where Circa is.
Yeah.
I think they're usually a step ahead. It doesn't, listen, for everyone out there, that doesn't mean that Circa ends up being the right side. What I pay attention to is Circa is a good indicator to me of whether or not other books are going to move.
I agree. I think this eventually gets banged back up later this week on Texas. I think Texas is at the all-time buy low spot.
I will say this.
Now, if Mateer plays and magically he can throw the football, I'm going to be like, Oklahoma's probably the... I guess the question would be this. If Mateer's healthy, what is this number?
I think 7.
Nah, it's probably too high. Texas is still...
It opened at... I'm sorry. I went the wrong way. It's probably Oklahoma 3, 3.5.
Okay, yeah. No,
sorry, I was flipping at 7 points. Sorry.
Yeah, Oklahoma's probably a 3-point favorite. It's crazy, though. Over the summer, Texas game of the year number, Texas minus 10.
I just want to let people know what Michael Hawkins is cooking with. Against Kent State, who truly might be one of the...
I'm sorry, you mean Kent State, the favorite this weekend against UMass? I mean...
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, Kent State's -2.5 against UMass.
Hold on one second. What game number is that?
121-122. Top of the Saturday board.
Okay, just quickly.
BetMGM has a full 3 if you want UMass.
Circuit 3. Can I get a 3? Because if I can get a 3, I might wait.
BetMGM, if you're looking for UMass.
Nah, but I'm saying, can I get? I want to know from the other side.
Circa's 2.5 -15, so Kent State is the move there.
Yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and throw that one down real quick. okay, we are locked and loaded there because they should not be favored against anyone. Hawkins last year. Let's see. Offensive points scored averaged 12.8. Does anyone remember what happened in this very game last year when Michael Hawkins played?
And they lost 38-3, right?
And remember, this was right after everyone thought, oh, Michael Hawkins, we got a real Sooner at quarterback. He led us to an Auburn win. It's like, no, he was on the field when Peyton Thorne was also on the field. He's not good. And the fact that they only put up 44 on Kent State is remarkable in the negative. How is UMass getting points? How?
You want a trivia question that I learned today on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast?
The last time that Kent State was favored against an FBS opponent?
How about the last time they beat an FBS opponent?
Honestly, was Sean Lewis the coach?
2022.
Isn't that when Sean, because right, Sean took over in 2023, he went to Colorado, right?
Yeah, he went to Colorado in 23, yeah.
And then he got the San Diego State job last year.
Correct.
So yeah, it would have been Sean Lewis.
The last win was against Buffalo, November 26, 2022.
Okay, so here's the other thing. I could have also thrown this out there for most heavy-handed narrative.
Sure.
But this is more of a, this is less of a media narrative. This is definitely more of a social media narrative / fan narrative. I am out on the, this constant chatter that nobody criticizes Arch. I think what has happened is people watch broadcasts and the announcers on a national broadcast go a little soft. I can agree. But if you want Arch criticism, all you have to do is just Google Arch Manning. Like, this idea that nobody's critical of him is insane to me. There's literally stories out there today like, is he the biggest bust of all time? That's on The Athletic. Is he college football's first flop? That is a headline. What am I missing on the there's no Arch criticism?
Can I also just add as well, like, to your point, during a game broadcast, that's not their job. Their job isn't just to sit there and rip the kid. It's to call the game.
And I think there were people that got upset that, I guess, Lewis Riddick was pointing out, you know, there's more problems than just Arch. It's the offensive line, which, by the way, does anybody know who Texas's leading rusher was on Saturday?
Arch Manning.
Arch. With six sacks. And again, I'm not saying all those sacks are on his offensive line. He holds the ball. He looks like he has no idea what he's doing. I'm fully there. But I, this idea that there's no criticism of Arch Manning is just banana land to me.
Oh, I think he gets plenty of criticism.
I mean, this is what we did also have. I was also thinking about this. Can Sark have an exit plan? Because, like, I'm wondering about this. I think he's stuck with him this year. I did find myself watching Malik Washington on Saturday against Washington throwing just dart after dart after dart, and only about half of them were caught by his receivers. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, Sark's going to have to pay that kid $5 million. But I also don't know. It's like, how are all these deals written with, like, Arch did not sign a year-to-year deal, but it's like, how are these schools getting out of these broken deals? Like, you know, how do they break these contracts? Because I don't know who, I don't know what's enforceable. Like, most of them are deals with the collectives. You want me to game it out? You ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So, the funniest situation for me would be Arch winds up at Ole Miss. And here's why. The Mannings, mostly privately, but there have been the occasional snide comment publicly from time to time. They're not big fans of Lane. And most of it, in fairness, stems from Lane's time at Tennessee. Obviously, with Peyton being a big part of the university. And again, I'm not saying that Lane Kiffin at Tennessee was, what's the otter, we're not saying we didn't take advantage of a few of our dates. We did. Like, again, with Lane Kiffin there. But I got to think one of the happiest people right now in the country watching Texas games is Lane Kiffin. Because there was all this pressure on him to get Arch Manning. And, again, I'm not saying Lane made an evaluation. Because this idea that all of a sudden Texas was just the only school that wanted Arch because they were just falling for a name. Like, it's absolutely insane. There's not a coach in the country that did not want him for all of the reasons. And again, Steve Sarkisian, it's not like he has a bad track record with quarterbacks. But who is the guy most closely associated with Lane Kiffin? Steve Sarkisian. And if Arch winds up at Ole Miss, and like in the end, let's say Lane can't pull the trigger And he's riding with Trinidad Chambliss, knowing that it might cost him Austin Simmons' future. Because I think that's a very realistic possibility. All of a sudden, he winds up with the Mannings having to come back, we're sorry, and take him and mold him and make him into another one of your guys that just puts up oodles and oodles of yards and rehab him. I think that is the funniest possible result. I could also see, because I don't think Aguilar has another year, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think he's six-year.
I could see Heupel saying we can fix this.
Oh, there'll be plenty of people. I mean, here's the thing about
Arch. I think there's plenty of people, but my question is, could it be a spot he wants to go to?
Sure. What school, how many schools out there wouldn't kick the tires on Arch Manning?
Okay, that's a great question.
Notre Dame wouldn't.
Agreed.
They're all in on CJ Clark.
And they should be.
Oregon?
Oregon probably wouldn't.
Well, here's the question.
Is Dante Moore going to go pro?
I was going to ask.
He might go pro. Ohio State, I think, would.
You think?
Maybe not. Julian Sain is a redshirt freshman?
I think they're the same age.
Okay.
Arch might even be a year ahead of him. Yeah, because Arch is a redshirt sophomore. I think Arch is a year ahead of him. So I think
Alabama, I don't think would, because they've got the Keelan Russell kid waiting behind Ty Simpson.
Ty's got another year, right? I think Ty's a junior.
He could go.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he will. I think he could.
I think Ty's like the, hey, buddy, be Colt McCoy. Like, I don't know if he has the arm strength, but like, be like the dominant college football
guy. Would Miami? Miami would.
Yeah.
Miami would definitely take
Arch. Yeah.
I could see that. And if you're Arch, I mean, once again, I know we're putting the cart way in front of the horse here.
I know what you're saying. I also, I'm not sure this is salvageable.
So I think I saw David Pollack put out a video today. And I want to flip your question of why aren't, because you were saying that people are criticizing Arch, and I totally agree. Are people not criticizing Sark enough?
So
he built this roster.
I think the first question you have to answer is why, like, in the end, he could have had Quinn Ewers back for a year. It seemed to me like Quinn would have gone back to Texas if they would have taken him, and then it seemed like Miami basically, the reason why all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Carson Beck announced he was having surgery and he was going to Miami, it seemed to me, somewhat educatedly, Miami offered the same deal to Quinn and to Carson Beck, saying, hey, we got this ready-made roster. Whoever takes it first, you get it. And Carson jumped on it. I think they probably got the better quarterback, too, so I think they made the right call. But the question is, you had both of them side by side for 2 years. Why did you, for one season, go, I'm going all in on Quinn Ewers, and then next year going, I'm switching to Arch? And I think the answer would be, and this is why I think most, I don't really think Arch is misevaluation. I think Arch has the yips. Like, I think he's in his head. I think this is all mental. Because the other thing I would point to is on Saturday, there's a lot of bad tape, but there are also other throws out there that you're like, okay, I see it. And so where I really start to go with Arch, where it's clearly mental, the yips, however you want to define it, it's the basic stuff he's not doing. Like, it's hitch routes that he's one-hopping. It's out routes that he's missing. It's curl. It's not the, oh, my God, he's having to make these high level of difficulty throws inside of traffic, and he can't make them. I'm judging it based on, like, he can't do the basic stuff. Where I do think you could probably say for Sark is, should he have tempered expectations, knowing that he was going to have a first-year starter and he had a completely new offensive line?
Should he or should we?
I think there's always a way you can get the message out. It's not like the Texas coach talking is difficult to find a microphone. And they leaned into it, man.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of all did to an extent. I mean, I remember doing the exercise of top 12 returning quarterbacks. I think I put Arch at like 7. And people were like, oh, hot take, huh? Oh, not. I'm like, there's no way he's not a top 5 quarterback. I'm like, I have no idea. I have no idea what he's going to be. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I was a genius because I think Cade Klubnik I had 1 and DJ Lagway 2. That's not going so well either. But
I was trying to find my – I think I still had Beck. I still got all my Beck stock. By the way, my portfolio is looking great right now.
For Heisman?
Yeah, I want to say I had Arch at like 3 though. I will say this. I've been very clear. About the most wrong I've ever been on somebody is Arch since Josh Allen. Like in the draft,
I was pretty wrong on Josh Allen.
But like my thing is, the thing about Josh Allen that was infuriating is if you were like us and you wound up just stumbling on a Wyoming game on a random Thursday night and you're like, who the heck is this kid? You're like, this guy's awesome. Well, then it's like, this guy's going to be the number one pick. And you're like, he's completing 52% of his passes. Like I've never seen somebody learn accuracy. And by the way, it turns out Josh Allen is the exception to the rule because every other guy that they try to sell is, well, they did it with Josh Allen. It's like, how's that working out for everyone? Because I'm watching Daniel Jones do what Anthony Richardson couldn't do, and Daniel Jones like is arguably playing at a all-pro level right now.
But, I mean, this is, I think this now
we did nail. Look, we did nail Aller.
Yeah, I got
our shorts on Aller have really, really looked nice.
Got to go find my list because I had a couple that were good, and then a couple were like, oof, that didn't age so well. I think I didn't have Mateer on my top 12 because I was questioning how he would carry over. And I'm like, yeah, before he got injured, it was looking pretty bad that I was dead wrong on that. But hey, maybe he's the magical healer and he'll be back. I just think this is the buy low spot on Texas. And I could be wrong.
I mean, here's the other problem. Arch has not looked good against average defenses. Like, set aside last week, I think he can, this is the sad part, I think he can argue actually his best performance might have been Saturday this year. And everyone's killing him for the reason they lost. The flip side of that is he's not going to see an easier defense.
No. I mean, the dude's had to face, now, should he have played better against UTEP? Sure. But the 3 big boy defenses that he's faced come Saturday will be Ohio State, best defense in the country, Florida, I think conservatively you can say top 10 defense, and then Oklahoma, top 5 defense.
I mean, if you want to argue, I think the best defense is in the country, and I'm questioning everything I know with Texas. I think it's Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Texas. That's what I thought coming into the week, or coming into last weekend.
Well, and that's my thing. If it's a pick'em game and you've got Hawkins versus Arch, come on now. Going against, if it's a wash on the defenses, right? If you say Texas and Oklahoma are comparable defensive teams.
Do we need to include Oregon?
Find out on Saturday.
LSU? According to SP Plus, here at the top, 1 is Ohio State, 2 is Oklahoma, 3 is Oregon, 4 is Texas, 5 is LSU.
Yeah, I think that's certainly fair.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that game.
By the way, I just my buddy over at Pick 6 Previews, Brett Ciancia, his best defensive grade of the season, any game so far in the FBS, is Texas versus Ohio State.
Yeah, the only problem, though, is, like, I don't know how much of that was also just, like, I don't think Saiyan played bad. I actually think Saiyan played better than his numbers. I think Arch played worse than his numbers. But I also think I think Day was just, like, once they got up 14, he's like, all right, boys, like, let's not screw this up. So it was just very conservative play. Quickly, Joe Flacco. So Joe Flacco has indeed been traded within the division, within the state. He moves from the northern part of the state to the southern part of the state. The Bengals are trading a the Bengals are sending a fifth. Yes, yeah, sending a fifth, and then they're receiving a sixth for Joe Flacco. Here's my only thought. Number one, I'm totally fine. Like, you can't keep playing Jake Browning. Like, it's just awful to watch. They're depressing games, and it's just like, now it's just like, when is he going to throw his next pick? If your concern is offensive line, how is your answer Joe Flacco? And seriously, can we just throw Jameis out there?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, free Jameis here.
I'm with you. Come on. Give me Jameis with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. Come on now, man.
Did y'all see this? T, or not T, beg your pardon. Ja'Marr Chase finished as the Bengals' second leading tackler. He was their leading receiver and second leading tackler because he was making tackles on interceptions.
Wow.
It was three picks and three tackles for Ja'Marr.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's quite the stat. At least Jameis would make that fun. Like, part of the reason why the Bengals went away, part of the reason why the Browns went away from Flacco is, like, he can't move. And I'm not saying Gabriel lit it up, but you were like, when you watched them against the Vikings on Sunday, you're like, okay, like, it looks competent. Like, he can move a little bit. He can escape. Like, I just don't know how this is the right answer. Quickly, Chapel Bill. All right, as we referenced earlier, it has now been announced that Hulu is canceling their, Jeremiah Holloway of Inside Carolina, the On3 site for North Carolina. The Tar Heels will no longer feature in the season-long Hulu documentary that planned to capture head coach Bill Belichick's first season leading the program. Okay, so no real shocker here, but I was also thinking about this. Is there a way they don't bring him back next year? The buyout is $20 million.
I think the only way is if he leaves. I think if he wants to come back, he'll come back.
And I think that's the only answer. And I guess here's where I am willing to say I will give them the benefit of the doubt. By getting there late, they got into the portal late, and so you're left with scraps and you overpay. I can envision a world where they've had the full year. The roster's not nearly as bad, and they talk themselves into doing next year. But, like, is there a North Carolina fan out there that would not rather have John Summerall, that would not rather have Matt Campbell? And again, I don't know if they would have made the deals, like, got it done, but, like, that's where this thing was headed. At least you got a lot of good pub out of it, though, right?
I mean, how was that Ludacris concert? That's what I want to know.
God, I just felt bad for Luda. I mean, I know at least the check cash, but Luda doesn't feel like a guy that performs well at 9 a.m.
No. I think they were anticipating this to be a primetime game. Just a hunch.
You have a little bit of an inkling?
Just a hunch, yeah. They didn't think this would be the noon ESPN game.
I mean, honestly, it would have even been better if it would have just been like the afternoon CW game, but nonetheless. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's take a look at those lines this week. We'll talk about the big ones when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ESPN. All right, Tim. As a reminder, last week, most everybody came into last week thinking, oh, man, I don't know about this. Like, last week was awesome, but this is when we get some chaos. I think we got a few more interesting games this week, although by Friday, I'd talked myself into the weekend, which isn't very difficult for me. But I guess let's start with the biggest of the big. We've got Indiana and Oregon, and I believe I saw Brett McMurphy tweeted out, Circa's opening line was Oregon minus 10.5. I'm now seeing Oregon minus 7.5. I've told you I will be all over. I will be quacking all day on this one, but can I wait and get a 7?
I think it's possible. It opened 10 down to 7.5. That was the look-ahead line, too, at DraftKings. So I wouldn't be surprised. I think the 7 might go away pretty quickly, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised if a 7 showed up because I think there's a lot of people that believe that Indiana is a capable bunch, and I think they are. I think they're better than they were last year, as I mentioned earlier in the show. But I'm not betting on Indiana. I know a lot of my colleagues are probably going to bet on Indiana, but I will be. If anything, I'll be on Oregon. I think they'll win this game, but I think it's going to be an awesome football game. I hope it is. That afternoon window in Eugene.
All right, have you identified what line stinks the most this week?
Well, I mean, we've talked a lot about Texas and Oklahoma. I do love the fact that the sixth-ranked team in the country is currently an underdog to an unranked team.
Yes.
That is a little...
Welcome to college football in 2025.
That is the definition of stinky. Couple other games. You know, the Missouri game, I think from a situational spot, Missouri is certainly in a great spot. The number has come down quite considerably.
I'm seeing some shops with 2.5 now.
Man, yeah, that's pretty wild. I do see, looks like ESPN Bet is a heavily juiced 2.5. I'm surprised by that. I think Missouri has a chance to be live here. I also think the 11 a.m. local kick will help Missouri, in my opinion. Another game where I'm curious to get your thoughts is South Carolina at LSU. On Saturday, I was able to grab 10.5 with South Carolina. It's now 9.5, 9. Are we at the point where South Carolina might be a little underrated?
So I do think that their defense gets completely overlooked. Their defense is very good.
Who's got the better quarterback in the game?
Can you tell me? I don't think Nussmeier is bad. I think Nussmeier's hurt. But I don't know how much better he got in 2 weeks. But I also know if I have an offensive line that I am really struggling with, I don't want to see South Carolina's defensive line. That game just, to me, reeks of it's going to be pretty low scoring and you're going to give me nearly 2 scores. I'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, look, if South Carolina gets blown out, cool. I mean, not cool because I'll lose a bet. But
I mean, the total's 44.
Total's 44. And, like, what has LSU done to show us that they can win against a really good team by multiple scores?
So, I mean, implied score there's 27-17, right?
Somewhere in that ballpark, yeah.
What makes you believe that all of a sudden they're going to score 27?
It's a great question, right?
I mean, that to me definitely is like one that I know a low total of 44, but it's like, man, that game just reeks to me of like a game that's like 20-13. Now, I mean, there's the other question of LSU, like, are they going to be healthier on the offensive line? Because, like, that's the other aspect. Against Ole Miss, they were down 2 linemen, then they lost another one in warmups, and they lost another during the game. So, like, if they start, like, to me, that's one, kind of monitor the injury report.
There are certain coaches that I like in the nobody believes in us role. And I think Shane Beamer is one of those guys that I like in that role. I didn't like him in the, hey, this team's got expectations role, because that kind of proved out to be inaccurate. And even if Lenore Sellers is healthy against Vanderbilt, they got run off the field there. So it is a night game in Death Valley, but I'll be on South Carolina.
All right, here's another one. Georgia and Auburn. Auburn right now getting 3.5 at home. It's Jordan Hare at night.
I'm on Auburn.
I do. Gambling brain says Auburn all the way. Are you familiar with Hugh Freeze's record in 1-score games at Auburn?
I'm going to say it's not good.
2-8. I will also say this. It's like, I think if you're going to, like, I'm not in love with Georgia's defense right now, but I think if they're gettable, they're gettable in the passing game. And if Jackson Dart has, or not, and Jackson Arnold has to be the guy, not Dart, beg your pardon. If Arnold has to be the one to take advantage, like, man, that. But, like, I also know Jordan Hare nights where, like, dreams go to die.
Is this Florida from last week? Is this Hugh Freeze's last stand? If they lose this game, are they kind of that.
I think he knows, but I'm also not, I don't love him in those spots. I think when he gets pressure on him, he does better when there's no expectations. When it's like a do or die white knuckle time, that's not him at his best. He needs the nobody believes in us, whatnot. Like, this is real pressure, because if he loses this and it really starts to snowball, like, it would not surprise me to see that he's going to step aside for health reasons.
Yeah.
And then the other one, I hate, like, this has been such a moneymaker for me, just following the, hey, man, fade the teams that are going a long way. But, man, Michigan dangling in front of me with USC, and they cannot stop the run. God, that makes me want the Wolverines.
I really, as a Notre Dame fan, I really need USC to win this game.
And I fully understand that. And I will say this, like, this might be one I might just take Michigan on the money line, because I can feel like it's either going to be Michigan's going to win the game or, like, USC wins by 10.
Speaking of Michigan teams, UCLA at Michigan State, 9 a.m. Pacific time kick after what we saw on Saturday, where they literally carried their offensive coordinator off the field. I don't know.
I think that one's been moving again, though.
It has. I really wanted 7 with Michigan State. It's 8.5 now. I think that thing's creeping towards 10.
I'd love to fade him, but I would say this.
They did feel like a spirited group. Nico played well.
They asked Nico to play the style of football that he was very comfortable playing. And Aiden Childs cannot stop throwing it to the other team. They had a chance to beat Nebraska last week. Like that Michigan State team is fascinating to watch. All right, I was trying to see if there was one other. We've touched on Bama, Mizzou. Ohio State, I feel like, is going to smush Illinois.
Yep.
Here's one other one. 2-4 Colorado hosting Iowa State, catching 3 at home. Did you catch Deion's presser today?
Well, he's dealing with, like, health issues again, isn't he?
And then they also were trying to bait him and have him talk about the Browns.
Oh, were they?
Uh-huh. And Deion was given a spirited thing. Like, I just wonder if – Iowa State's injuries are just too much. And then the other stinky Big 12 line is like, I'm going to take the cheese. I am going to lay 1.5 with TCU at Kansas State.
Yeah, that might, they after that loss to Baylor over the weekend, they covered.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a
– all she wrote.
Yeah, that might be a tough get-off-the-mat type of spot there.
All right, let's take a break and tell your story because Jerry Jones told quite the doozy today. We'll tell you about it next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. We got to go to Jerry Jones with our buddies Shannon RJ at 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. When asked about the video that came out of him allegedly giving the bird on Sunday, quote, that was unfortunate. That was just kind of an exchange with our fans in front of us. There was a swarm of Cowboys fans out in front, not Jets fans, Cowboys fans. The entire stadium was brimming with enthusiasm of Cowboys, and certainly late in the game. It was inadvertent on my part because right after that, we made our last touchdown, and we were all excited about it. There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show, the wrong show of hand. That was inadvertently done. I'm not kidding. If you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental. But it got straightened out pretty quickly. I had a chance to look at it. It got straightened out pretty quickly. But the intention was thumbs up and basically pointing at our fans because everybody was jumping up and down excited. Don't you just hate it, Tim, when you're supposed to give a thumbs up? Your brain just says give the bird.
I mean, it happens every day. Every day I do it.
Oh, man. The late stage Jerry's going really well. It's going really well. All right, my man. Have a great rest of your week.
All right. See you, dude.
That is Tim Murray, of course, of VSIN. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.